Radio Boston contributor Jeff Edgers has a place in his heart for certain kinds of music, specifically the music of the Kinks, the famous British pop band from the 60s. And that place in his heart, when it comes to accommodating the Kinks, it's big.
Big enough to propel him to try and reunite the band a few years ago. And big enough to be a fan of a motley crew of Western Massachusetts musicians that covers their music.
The band is called the Muswell Hillbillies, and they're playing tonight at the Iron Horse in Northampton.
When Jeff Edgers found out tonight might be his last chance to see the Kinks cover band perform, he took off for Western Mass with a recorder.
Is that the right, is that good tempo or do you want to play it slow?
It's around lunchtime on a Monday afternoon in North Hadley when the accordion kicks in. Dave Simon sings about the tax man taking away his yacht, and the other band members, ranging from baby-faced high schoolers to the gray-haired 60-something drummer, play along. The Muswell Hillbillies are rehearsing for their last show, and it's gotta be good. This band is certainly an oddity. The group formed in a relatively rural town in western Massachusetts solely to pay tribute to the most British of bands, the Kinks. Dave Simons is the group's leader. He's 54 and fell in love with the Kinks while attending UMass Amherst in the 1970s. Their songs about the changes in society, class envy, and plain old nostalgic longing spoke directly to his generation. 2 years ago, he formed a tribute band to perform in its entirety a semi-obscure 1971 Kinks record called Muswell Hillbillies. The band was born, and since then, the band's repertoire has expanded, as has its ambition to play Kinks songs the way they sounded on record. For Dave Simons, who spent years moonlighting in bar bands, the idea of putting together such a large group, 11 members in all, has been a thrill.
I never had a band experience like this before. I mean, having a horn section behind you is an incredible thing.
That horn section's an interesting story. They're local kids from his son's high school. And this is not just a band from the Pioneer Valley covering some British pop songs from the 60s. You'd expect that from a bunch of grown men who grew up on this music. What's unusual about the Muswell Hillbillies is they span generations. Many of these kids had only heard a couple of Kinks songs, like Lola and You Really Got Me. Even now, it's hard for them to say just why they love this music.
Why is there a group of people in Hadley that play these obscure Kinks songs from this band that's so British?
Not
tick,
yet.
Tick.
But the band's drummer, David Sokol, has a hunch. He says it's the power of the band's storytelling and sound that has made the Kinks so important for almost a half century.
I think it's really pretty amazing, you know, Hadley being a town of 5,000, the fact that there's eight people in this group that are either in high school or graduated from this high school in the last, you know, few years. I think it's pretty incredible, and it really does speak to the band and how timeless it is, and that it could really resonate so much with three generations of players.
There is something timeless about the Kinks' music, and here's where I should make a confession. I'm a huge Kinks fan. I got into them as a teenager in the 80s. I love the underdog attitude, the loud guitars, and the way Ray Davies could open a window into an entirely alternative culture in just 3 minutes. Back in 2010, Dave Simons blindly sent me an email when he heard I was making a film about the Kinks. That same year, I invited them to play their first gig after the movie's premiere in Boston. They were good then, and they've only gotten better. They sold out the Iron Horse in Northampton twice, and even played a gig at B.B. King's in New York City. For a band with plenty of musicians under the legal drinking age, that's not bad. Here's group leader Dave Simons.
I don't think some of these guys had even gone to New York. They were playing in Times Square. I mean, it's just, it was wild.
Do you remember where I was voice-wise? I can't remember.
There is one problem with being a multi-generational band. Eventually, your horn section graduates from high school. Dave Simons has decided that tonight's show at the Iron Horse will be their last.
It's logistically getting difficult with the kids, you know, going off to college. And this is a big troupe, 10 members. So
Dave Simons would rather end it and preserve the memory than have the Muswell Hillbillies become a burden. Of course, I disagree. I want to hear them learn even more Kink songs, and I love watching the band crowd onto a stage to play. So I'll be at the Iron Horse tonight just in case it's my last chance. But I'm hoping that the other band members will indeed let Simon know that as the 1984 Kink song goes, it's all right for them to come back and do it again. Loving the old ways from being abused.
Protecting the new ways for me and for you. Jeff Edgers is an arts reporter for the Boston Globe and a regular contributor to Radio Boston. Jeff's film about trying to reunite the Kinks is called Do It Again. And there's information about tonight's Muswell Hillbillies Northampton show at our website, radioboston.org.
Stay with us. Coming up, was Jingle Bells written in Medford? The simple question prompts the latest war of words between North and South. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston. Persecution affinity. God save the little shots.